Hello, I'm Callan, and welcome to the Game Train Express Cast, a quick news-focused podcast talking about all the goings-on at this year's E3 event in LA. The PC gaming show kicked things off today, announcing first an expansion for XCOM 2. War of the Chosen launches on August 29 on PC, Xbox One, and PS4. A new Battletech game was announced, a turn-based tactical game set in the MechWarrior universe. It's currently in beta. A clip from Total Warhammer 2 was shown, a battle between the High Elves and the Lizardmen. The game got its official release date, 28th of September this year. On June 29th, Wonderland Dreams, an expansion of the Shadowverse card game, launches. Intel spoke about their i9 chipsets and how Destiny 2 will take advantage of using all cores on PC. They also announced a Grand Slam title for their esports events. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds announced some new features. The ability to vault over walls, weather effects, new weapons, and mods are all coming soon. More footage of The Last Knight, a post-cyberpunk platform, was shown. No release date has been announced yet. Islands was shown, a game that looks similar to Minecraft from the creators of DayZ. Griftlands, a new sci-fi RPG, is coming late 2017, early 2018. Echo Arena, a VR game, is free to all Oculus Rift users when it launches for a limited time. Lawbreakers, a character-based FPS multiplayer game similar to Overwatch, got its official launch date, August 8 this year. A scene was also shown from Shadow of War, which launches on October 10. To cap off the conference and to celebrate its 20th anniversary, Age of Empires Definitive Edition has been announced. This remaster of the classic game has had all of the graphics, sound, and some gameplay elements redone and will launch later this year. Keep checking back throughout the week for more Express Casts, and tune in on Wednesday when Carl and I will dissect everything from E3 in our regular podcast. Thank you for listening.